Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Minority residents of Boston are being most affected by the H1N1 virus. That's what the city's public health officials discovered when they looked at the statistics from the swine flu outbreak this spring. They found that more than three-quarters of people hospitalized for the swine flu this year were Black or Hispanic. For more on that analysis, we turn to Dr. Barbara Ferrer, Executive Director of the Boston Public Health Commission. Dr. Ferrer, good morning.
Good morning.
What did the numbers in the commission's analysis show?
Well, you know, we looked at the numbers of confirmed cases of H1N1 influenza, which is about 480 cases as of August 1st. And we also looked at the hospitalized cases of folks who had a confirmed case of H1N1. We saw a disproportionate number of Blacks and Latinos in both. We see this pattern in other illnesses across the city, and that's cause for alarm, you know, from infant mortality, which is higher in the Black community, to rates of asthma, which is higher in Black and Latinos, to life expectancy, which again is lower for Blacks and Latinos. So, you know, there's a pattern of an unequal distribution of the burden of illness and the burden of death in the Boston community, as it is across the country, that really bears our utmost attention.
It is impossible, I understand, to know for sure why more people in minority communities are most affected by the H1N1 virus. Why do you think it's happening?
If we look at the distribution by neighborhood, we see that some of the neighborhoods that were the hardest hit, neighborhoods like Roxbury, neighborhoods like Dorchester, Mattapan, East Boston, are neighborhoods where we both have a heavy concentration of low-income folks. We also have heavy concentrations of people of color, and we tend to have some overcrowding in the housing. And then the last thing I would say is again, where you have a lot of low-wage workers, you will have a situation where it may be difficult for those workers to stay home when they're sick and to stay home to care for their children when they're sick because they don't have paid medical leave. It makes it easier for transmission if people are not able to isolate themselves while they're sick. So again, you may have higher rates of transmission.
There also appears to be, according to your information, a disparity in the severity. More Blacks and Latino patients who test positive for H1N1 are hospitalized. Why is that? Is their prognosis any different from a patient who's not Black or Latino?
You know, I think the one characteristic that stands out on sort of the hospitalizations is that 49% of the people hospitalized had an underlying condition of asthma. And asthma, we have a much greater proportion of asthma in Black and Latino residents in the city of Boston. So we already know that if you have underlying conditions such as asthma, heart conditions, diabetes, you are much more likely to be at risk for having serious complications related to influenza in general. And in particular, that holds true for H1N1 influenza.
And, of course, the key for handling this is prevention. What can be done to prevent the spread of all flu strains, H1N1 seasonal?
You know, starting with the basics, you know, good hand washing, covering your mouth appropriately, that's with a tissue or your sleeve when you cough, and then washing your hands afterwards. Staying home when you're sick with any kind of influenza-like illness, and staying home until at least 24 hours after your fever has subsided. You know, the fourth thing I would mention that's really important this season is getting vaccinated. It's hugely important this year for people to take advantage of the fact that we will have plenty of seasonal flu vaccine, and it really works to reduce your risk of getting seasonal flu. Once we have the H1N1 vaccination, which will probably arrive late in the fall, those who are targeted for getting that vaccine should also make every effort to get themselves vaccinated.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Barbara Ferrer is Executive Director of the Boston Public Health Commission.